This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are giant toads.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It is Wednesday, my dudes. This does come out on Wednesday. The meme holds true.
What?
Right? Won't this come out on a Wednesday because it's the middle of a week?
Wednesday, Friday. Well, yep, this is a Wednesday.
Yeah, so that it is Wednesday, my dudes, toad.
I don't know this meme that you're talking about, Gary.
Let me blow your mind here. Imagine a picture of a toad, and then under it says, "It is Wednesday, my dudes." So there you go. I feel like memes have really let themselves go. Like as a thing. Just describing that out loud just really made me realize, like, you know, maybe we're not meant to last. Like maybe this is not good.
No. And here's one where the toad is colored green and he has a unicycle under him and it says, "It is Wednesday, my boys."
Yeah. No, it is just the Wednesday toad and then the unicycle toad and then the Nazi toad. Like they're the three toads, the brothers.
Man, I really wish Nazis didn't take toads away from us. Toads or frogs. I like frogs a lot.
I wish they hadn't taken Mac the Knight.
Is he Mac the Knight or Mac tonight?
He's been knighted. I don't know if you've seen that. Sir Mac. Tonight to you,
Sir Mac.
Yeah, it's the do.
Yeah, so we've got our giant toads here, and these feel like a less competent, more bumbling version of the different snakes that we saw before.
Yeah, this is very much Snake Town, and not very interesting, I think.
No,
up until you get to the ice toad.
I like the ice toad an awful lot.
I'm so here for this ice toad because, like, you have a fire toad, and it's just a toad who spits fireballs, which, like, that's cool, but not cool enough. And then you have a giant toad, which is like a regular toad, but bigger.
What if big?
And poisonous ones, and the less said about those, the better. Who even knows what those are like? But the ice toad, who is fully intelligent and exudes cold, and all non-cold using creatures suffer damage when it's nearby. What does, like, you know, fully intelligent mean for this thing?
I don't know, because if you look at it, it's got 8 to 10 intelligence. So is it out there wheeling and dealing at about the level of a regular commoner villager kind of
like
guy?
Wheeling and dealing at the standard uncle rate,
right?
You know,
8 to 10, or as we call it, the uncle belt.
Yeah, the uncle range. Yeah, like, you know, how intelligent uncles are. Like, once your sister has a kid, you drop down or go up to 8 to 10.
Yeah.
They collect gems and jewelry and diamonds.
Yeah.
And they speak their own weird language. And that's a quote. That's what it says in the book. Like, these guys are pretty good.
I like these an awful lot.
I wish there was more than like two paragraphs about them.
Me too. Or two sentences. I want to know what their society is like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I said that so like speculatively. Like, hey, hey, Gary,
you're doing a PowerPoint.
Am I alone here?
Yeah, like maybe it's just me, but my family, the way we were raised.
I want
to see how the ice toad's family is like.
I want to see what they do with those diamonds.
You can disagree if you want. Maybe you were raised differently than me. That's fine. But in my family, we were raised. To why I know what the ice toads are like.
Yeah. I'm just curious what you would do with an ice toad in an adventure, because I like them on their face, but like, I don't just want them to be something that hops down from the side of the road.
No. I want to find out, like, yeah, I want to know what they do with the diamonds other than collect them, like what they talk about in their weird language. You know, but I guess just uncle stuff. You know?
like how the mower wouldn't start, but then it would.
Yeah. Like the famous hashtag, like just uncle stuff.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.